Venice Nutrition Health Professional Division, Wednesday, May 13, 2009. Topic: learn how to diversify your business by adding nutrition and wellness. Why partner with Venice Nutrition? Okay, everyone, I really want to thank everyone for creating the time on a Wednesday evening to really learn about, you know, the topic today, and it's really how to diversify your health-related business by adding nutrition and wellness. And then in addition, why partner with Venice Nutrition? And you know, it's way beyond Venice Nutrition that we're really going to talk about this evening. It's going to be about, it's about understanding the questions you should ask. You know, as an organization, we want to work with health professionals. We currently have 290 consulting practices. And our mission as an organization is to really be able to educate as many individuals as possible on how to work nutrition, fitness, and overall health permanently into their lifestyle. I'm big into education, if you know me. I'm big into learning how your body works and teaching people how to fish for themselves. As a health professional, years ago when I was in Venice, it was a frustrating aspect where I felt I could only help a certain amount of people. I felt like every day I was working 10 to 12 hours. I was always doing well, but it was, how can I become stronger? How can I diversify? How can I help more people? How can I talk to larger audiences? And I feel through the years working with so many health professionals, so many people feel the same sense of frustration. So this call is not about Venice Nutrition, because the one thing with me, it's not in our company. It's not about whether you do what our system or whether you partner with us. I believe in providing people with the education and the understanding that if they know what questions to ask, they're going to be able to not work with other organizations or do other programs that maybe aren't in their best interest. And then I think there's a few programs out there that obviously can help a lot of people. And then I think there's other companies you can work with that may be a good fit for you also. So what we really want the theme to be is really focusing on the five questions to ask, not just about Venice Nutrition, but really the five questions to ask anything that you're going to add or partner with from a nutrition and wellness aspect with your business, or if you're going to start a business. You know, and when we look at the format of the call, it's going to be about a 30-minute call, and then we're going to open up to question and answer. You're going to be able to type a question in. I'll be happy to answer everything. And then beyond that, this is an introduction call. I do really want to know that, just like with members through the years, you know, you can do a webinar, you can do a conference call, and it's going to directly speak to a member. And it's going to show them a diversity of what they can do and show them the possibility. To get to know someone, to get to know you as a health professional, you as a business owner, we want to be able to spend a 30-minute call with you. So after this call, my email is mark, M-A-R-K, at venicenutrition.com. That's mark at venicenutrition.com. Please feel free to email me directly, and then we will set up a call. Simon Tuzoff, director of the Health Professional Division for Venice Nutrition, is also on this call. And what we would like to be able to do is you can email me, and then myself, Simon, or one of the vast amount of health professional representatives that have their own consulting practices will reach out to you, and we'll really get that 30-minute call in to get a better understanding of how we possibly can do some great work together. So please feel free to email me or your current Venice Nutrition contact. Now, before we go, if you look on the screen, before we get into these five questions, I do just want to show you that on the main side, Venice Nutrition, it all comes back down to the program. Now, I know we have 30 minutes, so I'm not going to really get into the history of the program, because that's a separate webinar there. But what I do want to show you is here in the About Us section on venicenutrition.com. Please feel free to hit on the history. Read about the development of the program. I think the more that you can understand about because to partner with someone or to understand how a system works, I think you need to know the history behind it. You know, a brief one is obviously a brief aspect is I've done everything from a dieting perspective. Played as a competitive athlete in college, put on a lot of weight, went on a ketogenic diet, lived as a fitness model for years. Great story of a success story of my wife Abby and some of the challenges she had, and then all of the clients we worked with through the years in all of our locations. So the story itself, I'm big into the development of something. It's not something that we just made up. It was something that was created and we developed with our medical board and really found ways to help all types of individuals. When you look at the Venice program here on the main page that I just clicked on, you can look at why Venice Nutrition, which we're going to get into a little bit with from a health professional standpoint. But I do want to just point out on this page how important it is to really have an understanding between calories in and calories out. When we look at how the body works through blood sugar stabilization, it's really about releasing your stored body fat, and instead of using nutrition to lose weight, you use it to create balance. If you implement the right amount of exercise, you will burn that fat up. If you cannot exercise for a week, or you're traveling, or life shows up, you will not regress, you will maintain. That's the power of understanding your body. Now, the next thing is if you click on the online program. The program itself, this is a good little paragraph that explains what it is. Venice Nutrition is a science-based program that focuses on keeping blood sugar stable. We teach a three-step process to educate individuals on how to work nutrition, fitness, and overall health permanently into their lifestyle. And then it's going to be centered on a personal lifestyle, food choices, and health goals. And typically, our practices will offer a one-on-one consulting or online membership. There's a lot of ways when we talk about nutrition that you can implement this also. So this page alone will really kind of highlight the aspect of the program, share with you what you can do, what the program is, focuses on a lot of the features of the software, our approach. And the other thing is this, anyone on the call, and we're going to get to this, on the Health Pro page, let me go back. On the Health Pro page here, if you click on the certification, if you do not already have a Venice Nutrition membership, you can do a 14-day free trial. Just click on this, and it's going to set you up so you can actually experience the software. When you have that one-on-one call, the VN rep, myself, Simon, anyone from our side will be able to really help walk you through that process and answer more detailed questions. But I think it's important that before we talk about the five questions is that you do need to know the program or the system that you want to partner with. And will it work for everyone? That's going to be one of the questions we're going to address. So when we go back, the last thing that I would invite you to look at would be focusing on the actual consulting aspect of everything, where you're actually able to look at the consulting part of the program. So when you look at the tab right here, you click on the consulting program and the FAQ. These four tabs will really give you a good understanding of the program, how it can help you, and how it can keep growing with you and actually work with your business in a productive way. So let's get into it. Let's actually talk about why VN, or really the five questions. That's really what I want to focus on here. I opened up the webinar talking about myself as a health professional and being in Venice Gold for all those years and working with so many health professionals, Joanne Lee, Adam Friedman, Monica Brandt, so many fantastic health professionals who are at the top of the game, able to do so much. And the big challenge that they're experiencing is, once again, there's only so many hours in the day. When we look at the wave of the future, it's all about partnerships. I had a great conversation with a medical practice in New York. They're based in New York and Boston today, and New York City and Boston. And they do a device called the CVAC, which is an amazing piece of equipment. You can Google it. It's brand new, and it really allows people to recover and heal better because it takes your body at a higher elevation. Well, that is what they do. They're able to have CVAC centers, wellness centers. What they're looking for is a scalable platform nutrition and wellness system that will work in synergy with what they do. They are fantastic. Their skill set is so high at the CVAC. They want to find someone to partner with that can handle the nutrition and wellness side. The two create synergy. Too many times I talk to fellow health professionals, and the biggest thing that they want to do is young health professionals want it all to be branded themselves. They want everything to be about them. And it's not a negative thing. It's just they know what they know. And they want like their own supplement branding, their own nutrition branding. They want an entire package. And what I want to share with you is there's a reason why partnerships matter. When you look at IBM and Amex, why do they partner together? Why does Amex hire IBM, where we know American Express has a budget for this, to do their programming? Partnerships are by far the wave of the future. And if you can find, as a health professional, it's not about becoming good at a bunch of things. It's about staying great at what you're great at, and then finding some type of program or system that can help you build your business and diversify your business from that platform. So when we look at really the five questions that you want to ask yourself if you're going to partner with someone. The first one is going to be, is the program's philosophy based upon my mission? So I think as a health professional, we all have different missions, we all have different purposes, we all have different reasons why we do what we do. Our company's mission is to educate every individual on how to work nutrition, fitness, and overall health permanently into their lifestyle. We want to be able to really provide people with an understanding of their body. Not about a yo-yo syndrome, not about dieting, it's really about becoming educated. So based upon your mission, you really want to make sure that whoever you choose to partner with, that you are aligned with the same purpose. Because every partnership always starts out fun, or you wouldn't have had a partnership. The question is can you have longevity with it? Can you grow with it? Is it something that's going to stay unified? And if a company's mission is a non-ceiling mission, it's a fully scalable purpose, and as yours is too, then that means that you are aligned. And that's really what you want to ask as the first question. Now, the second question is, does the certification process improve my skill set as a health professional? So this is a big one. I think we all know that there's a lot of certification processes out there. There's a lot of different programs that you can do to improve your skill set as a health professional. The big question you want to ask yourself is, first, is it really going to be something that I'm going to be able to teach my clientele? And is it going to be something that I'm going to be able to grow and develop with? Now, what I can share about our certification process, and I think there's a lot of positive certification processes out there, I think nutrition's a little different. I want to share something about something called the Dietetic Practice Act. If you look at, I just clicked on the screen here. In nutrition is unlike personal training. Where personal training, there's a lot of nationally recognized certifications, NSAM, ACE, ISSA, where you can go into any gym in the country, and I believe internationally too, but any gym in the country, and you can actually, just if you move from California to Georgia, Georgia to Mississippi, to New York, and you can take that certification and work in that gym. Nutrition's a little different. There's something called the Dietetic Practice Act. Because nutrition is considered a licensed service, that there's only two other certifications that allow people to legally teach nutrition in all of the states. Now, there's 44 states that abide by this Dietetic Practice Act, and you can click on the certification page on Venice Nutrition Health Pro if you look at the URL up here, and you can actually read about the Dietetic Practice Act. But the great news about our certification, and this is what you want to look at, is there's three tools that are needed to be able to legally teach nutrition. Now, we're able to in Canada and United States. Other countries, it depends on what law they're recognizing. But when we look here, it's got to be a nutrition company that has a full medical board. And the medical board has to have a registered dietitian with not just a dietitian, has to be a registered dietitian that can oversee the parameters. Then the company needs to have a fully interactive nutrition certification course that is overseen by the medical board that's going to be able to be implemented on a national level and international level. And then the third thing is the nutrition company needs to have a software system that is overseen by the medical board. This is a big one because when you look at if you're not a dietitian, because this is a hard thing as in teaching nutrition, the only thing that allows you to legally teach nutrition in these particular states is if you are a registered dietitian. That means 4 years of undergrad plus 2 to 3 years of master's work. Now, the reality is that what I recognized early in my career in the industry, going to a university and being formally educated in nutrition, is that the nutritional gap in the industry is so far behind. Body mass index, food pyramid. Dietitians, Nicole Hilbert, our dietitian, amazing skill set. But Nicole herself will be the first one to admit that she does not know how to take someone from 23% body fat to 17% body fat. She does not know about exercise diversity, white fiber training, red fiber training. That is not her skill set. Just as if a client comes to me and they have a liver challenge, it's not my skill set. I can research medication, but this is not what I do. So dietetics is a huge, it's very important, just like doctors are very important. But when we talk about nutrition, the formal education on nutrition right now is so far behind because it's controlled by the government. No one knows how much protein people should eat. They're underfeeding on that. The carbohydrates are too high, and the evidence is in the obesity level. It just keeps getting worse and worse, and our overall health status as a country just keeps getting worse and worse. So the good news is there solutions. The trend is moving. So my point being is that when you look at certification, spending 6 years becoming a registered dietitian probably will not, well, I know for a fact, will not guide you into building your own practice. When I worked with my first dietitian as a client came to me. She was embarrassed initially because she felt she should know it. I was in Venice. She got amazing results. And then I started seeing dietitian after dietitian as clients of mine. And then we started licensing our system to dietitians because dietitians understand that they needed to enhance their skill set. The medical practice that I shared with that we're launching in New York and Boston in their facilities, they have a licensed nutritionist that's doing this, that he's going through our process to be able to take his already great skill set but really enhance it and educate it. So when we look at a certification process, it's important that it's something that's going to allow you to grow within the industry and really provide you with the ability to actually teach the nutrition as you know, that's what we all want to do. Now when we look beyond that, it's really about making sure that you have the training necessary and you're given more than just information. I remember when I took on my first personal training certification. It was ACE certified. Read a book, went to UCLA and in one of their conference rooms and took the exam and I passed. I was not taught how to train anyone. I was not taught how to actually, I was fortunate because I took, because my undergrad's kinesiology, but my point being is that I was not trained on any of this. I wasn't trained on sales, coaching, how to engage. I was trained on the core fundamentals and the basic fundamentals of training. And the challenge that I had with that is that as a health professional, it's an ever-evolving time. It's ever-evolving information. And when you want to get certified, you need to make sure that whatever certification you choose, that it's going to be something that's going to be current information, that's going to be cutting-edge information, and it's going to be relative information. Information that's going to allow you not only to retain knowledge to enhance your skill set, but in addition, going to be able to provide you with the proper sales training to actually be able to generate business in a positive way. Because no matter how great you are as a health professional, if you're not working with anyone, you really can't achieve your overall mission, whatever, if that mission is to help people. And then coaching. When we look at relationships, initially, like I said, every relationship is positive. The big question is, once that relationship starts to shift a bit, what's your skill set? How do you bring that back? How do you educate? That's what we do with our certification process. Not only from a certification side, do you, from manuals, DVDs, we have one of the most advanced training mechanisms when we look at our coaches network, where with the coaches network itself, you're able to, if you look on the screen now, support materials, marketing, exams, media, full streaming video. We do weekly webinars on cutting edge information, how to coach someone high stress, how to coach someone with thyroid, how to coach someone with type 2 diabetes. It's really important that whoever you align yourself with, that it's something that's going to evolve and you will not outgrow. That's a big thing about Venice Nutrition. As long as I'm running this organization, and I plan to for quite a long time, as long as I'm running the organization, I'm always moving forward. Our team is always moving forward. And the purpose is whoever you partner with, you want to make sure that they're able to move with you. It's a big one. So look at the certification, and then I invite everyone on this webinar to review the certification page. Let's get to the third question. Get right back there. Will Venice Nutrition Program increase members' results and retention? So when we actually look at this and focus on, it's just not Venice Nutrition. It's whatever program you align yourself with, once again. Is it going to yield a permanent result or a temporary result? When I was fitness modeling, I lived on a ketogenic diet. I shared this today. I dropped, you know, I went from 250 pounds to 185 pounds, 3% body fat. Looked amazing, felt horrible. Anyone asked me, are you going to do something else? No, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Obviously, I was incorrect. The reality, though, is that I started coaching people the same way. I can get people results on a ketogenic diet, and I worked with clients, and clients got fantastic results. You know the tough part on that, though, is after about 3 to 4 months, it became unrealistic for them, and 3 months later, weight back on plus some. And that's what I did as a health professional. When we were talking to the New York medical offices, they were going to implement a ketogenic diet. Same thing. The reason why they stopped doing that is when we opened the conversation is because of that. When you focus on restriction, calories in, calories out, ketogenic diet, anyone can get results. Almost any program can get a person a result. The question you want to start asking yourself is a member getting results for 3 months and then 3 months later being heavier than they were before? Like when you look at Kirstie Alley up 83 pounds, that does not do well for Jenny Craig. That she was such an advocate of Jenny Craig. If Jenny Craig was going to work for her, why is she back up 83 pounds? Why is she heavier than when she started? That's what you want to ask yourself. It's not just about results. It's about retention. It's about getting clients results, retaining them, and educating them on how to achieve a permanent result. When you focus on, and you go back to the Venice Nutrition site where we talked about, really about why Venice Nutrition, diets versus programs, I really invite you to, and engage you to read that section because it talks about the difference between calories in and calories out. Every nutrition software out there, every program out there, 99% of them are teaching calories in, calories out. They are creating deficits. Whenever you cut calories, you are causing your body from a physiological level to break down its lean tissue, and you are slowing down your metabolic rate. It is a guaranteed fact that that's occurring. So whenever you're coaching your client on calories in, calories out, focusing on daily calories, not blood sugar stabilization, they will most likely rebound. And beyond that, they will hit a plateau they cannot break through. So the difference is this. If you can educate a client on blood sugar stabilization, you will be able to create homeostasis in their body. Homeostasis with their hormones, homeostasis with their digestive tract, and balance. You will not be using nutrition to lose weight. You'll be using it to maintain weight or maintain balance. And if you implement the right exercise, you will be releasing stored fat, and then the fat will be burned up in the exercise. So the shift is this. Rather than dieting to lose weight, you use nutrition to create balance. And if you implement the right strategy from that point, once you hit your plateau or your set point, you will be able to break through. Our resume is pretty strong when we look at who we've worked with and the diversity of clients we've worked with. I invite you once again to ask any program you're looking at partnering with, ask these particular questions because I'm prepared to always back our resume against anyone else. When you look at the diversity, a Weight Watchers, a Jenny Craig, a VitaBot, other programs, are they able to work with an 8-year-old girl and a professional athlete to an 80-year-old person to someone 100 pounds overweight? Can they work for everyone? The reason when I started working with clients is because it wasn't a solution for someone who was already eating well, exercising, and was a female stuck at 20% body fat and wanted to get a little leaner. They didn't have a solution. They felt they were doing everything. The question, though, is they just weren't educated. They didn't know what they didn't know, and they were asking, what could I do differently? And what we educated them on is becoming more efficient at what you do. So when you look at the diversity of your clientele, busy lifestyle, someone with Crohn's disease, colitis, diabetes, cholesterol, you want to make sure that whatever you're focusing on, that it's going to appeal to your entire audience. We partnered with the Ritz-Carlton. We just launched. We have a lot of partnerships with Ritz-Carlton. We just launched in the Atlanta Buckhead location here in Georgia. And what the biggest thing with the Ritz was this. They were going to do a Biggest Loser challenge. But that would alienate 30% of their staff. Because if you're a trainer or you have a studio or a doctor's office, whatever your profession is, Pilates, if you're only appealing to people who want to lose weight, then you're really alienating a huge percentage of your audience. What about the hard gainers? What about the athletes that want to put on weight? What about the young girls, the 8-year-olds that are starting to put on a little bit of body fat, but you can't really restrict them? It's about educating them. So my invitation is look at the resume of who you're going to work with and make sure that it will work with your entire audience. Because if your goal eventually in a year is to move into wellness and work with the organization, you will be outdone by any company that can work with the entire staff if your program that you're launching can only work with a certain amount of people. What I can guarantee you is Venice Nutrition works for everybody. We have proof of it with thousands of testimonials, and the system is automated, and it will appeal from a child to a professional athlete and everyone in between. Okay, let's move to the fourth question here. Will the VN program and business model give me the support to increase my revenue streams? So this is a big one here. If we scroll down, there's really five phases. And there's five step-by-step processes that we have in place. And I wanted to share that if you ask my wife Abby, 4 years ago when we started shooting our second video series about 4 years ago, already licensing the system, we were already out of Venice. Well, we still have the location there in Venice, but I was living in Valencia. And things were going fantastic for us. And what I thought is that once I shot that first video, that it was going to be done. Like, it would just be duplicatable from that point. What I want to share with you is building a scalable system is really the hardest thing you can ever do. And what you have to look at is whoever you partner with, do they have internal programmers? Do they have internal graphic designers? Are they going to be able to provide additional and cutting-edge information? Because anyone who's partnered with us will know this, that you will see an ever-evolving facet. Because when I shot my first video, I thought that was all we needed. Then I realized I needed to do more videos. Then I realized I needed to do more documents. I already wrote the manuals. Then I realized I needed to do more audio files. Then we realized we needed to do step-by-step documents. And through this evolution, you create a systematic turnkey protocol that anyone can plug into. So if your goal is to add nutrition and wellness to your business, you really want to make sure, where are you going to go? So if someone starts with us, it's about first getting certified and learning the process. We have an entire step-by-step process and document for that. Number two, developing your consulting practice. So there's two amazing documents that we launched. That's the first one is your action plan. So if you want to develop a practice, you first need to build your business before you have a business. And that's how you're going to develop your action plan so you can succeed with generating assessments. Then we launched a step-by-step five parts to a coach-client relationship, which it's really generating assessments, performing a health assessment, leading a program presentation, mastering coaching follow-ups, and then expanding the relationship and creating referrals. So when we look at developing your practice, it's about implementing your action plan and understanding the five parts of the coach-client relationship. In that document, in the 30-minute call, because I know we don't have all the time this evening, so that's why I'm not bringing these documents up, because they're detailed. But I do want to share with you that we have step-by-step processes. Then adding wellness programs to your business. I want to share a success story for you. Amy Henry. And this is the big one for me, because in the past, when we would partner with health professionals, they were in the industry for a long time. When I came to Atlanta, Amy Henry she used to be in corporate America, very fit, great story, dropped a lot of weight. Her website's Venice Nutrition Amy Henry. And she came and she wanted to get certified. So she took on one of the licensing packages. And what she did from that point is she began consulting. She did phase one. She then developed her consulting practice. And within about 6 months, she was doing well from a nutrition side. She then got some great success with one of her clients from a company called RUSI. And this is when we talk about adding wellness. She then partnered with our wellness division, because we have an entire wellness division. So if you go to our main site, VeniceNutrition.com, if I just go back and you click on Workplace Wellness, you'll see that our entire wellness division and what we do as a wellness company. But if we go back to Amy here, she then partnered with our wellness company, created strategies with RUSI, and then she closed a corporate retainer with RUSI. She first did a couple lunch and learns, built relationships, and then she did an entire corporate retainer, where now she's on the West Coast and East Coast, in LA and in Atlanta, and has nutritionists in LA, and she works in the Atlanta office, and then she's able to be on a monthly retainer with the organization at a high level, and really keep expanding and developing that retainer. That's the power of wellness. You can build it as much as you'd like. So when we look at developing it, moving into phase three takes you to a whole nother level. Then as you enter that, we then focus on building a team of coaches. Because once you've accomplished phase one, phase two, phase three, you are tapping out. Just like when I had in Venice and Joanne Lee and Adam Friedman, we all hit these places where there's only so many hours in the day. So that's when you want to develop a team of coaches. Now, in the past, when I would bring on a coach, we didn't have all the scalable material. When I first started, we bring on a coach. It's weeks and months of training. And then that coach decides to maybe leave, or they're not being as productive as you put the time in. So you're negative in your time and energy with that coach, and you've lost focus on your business. The key with us and any program you partner with is, do they have a scalable training mechanism that you can plug your coaches into? We do. With our webinars, with our coaches network, with our step-by-step documents, we are able to help you. We have an entire step-by-step building your team platform, and not just local people. We have practices all over that have coaches in all other states. And that's another option, that someone can directly work with Venice Nutrition, take on one of our business packages, or you can always represent a license wherever you are. And these are few further conversations that we'll have in our follow-up, when in that 30-minute conversation to get to know your business. But you want to make sure that you can build it so you, it goes beyond you. And then phase five is expanding your nutrition and wellness business. Facebook, I mean, that could be one of your first strategies, but radio. Multiple practices go on the radio. And because of the consulting practice, because of the ability to have an entire online system, they're able to do a radio show in that hour. And if they can make a big enough impact, if I click on the licensing page here, make a big enough impact on the radio, people go directly to their URL and order and take on an online subscription or take an assessment. And now immediately in that 30 minutes or that hour it took you to get to the radio station, do a 15-minute spot, and then leave, you've now been able to touch on, like, for example, Star 94.1 in Atlanta. You can touch a million listeners in that moment. When we talk about maximizing your ROI, it's really about hitting the masses once you've achieved those first four phases. My point being is this. Your goals are your goals. Not everyone's going to want to hit all five phases. But whatever you do, so a lot of times we don't know what we want, and then we hit a point and we outgrow what we were doing. What I want to share with you is whatever program you partner with, make sure, in my opinion, this would be my suggestion, that you will not outgrow it. If you can never outgrow something, if it's always moving and evolving as you're moving and evolving, it will always be a synergistic relationship. So you want to ask yourself that. It might be something you want to do in 5 years. So if you have a ceiling to who you've partnered with, then eventually that partnership will most likely not end the way you want it to end. So when we look at these five phases, that's really what I would suggest that you would ask yourself or look at yourself in will this grow and give me the ability to really build my business? Now let's move into the last question. Is Venice Nutrition's program and business model scalable? I think everything I was just saying, it shows about scalability. If we talk about the financial side of it, it really depends on where you are. If you're looking at bringing on, it looks at your skill set, it looks at your ability. We rate coaches in levels of five. Typically, if you're a level one coach, it means that you're brand new to the industry. There's a lot high, steep learning curve. Level two coach, you might be in the industry, but maybe you don't have the ability or you're new to the ability of enrollment, engagement, not selling, but servicing. But there might be some attachments to sales that makes it a little more challenging to engage people. A level three is someone who has a good ability. They're very clear in their mission. They're very clear that everyone should be doing some type of health aspect to become educated, because I believe that everyone should do at least a 3-month program. Because I know in the past 23 years in the industry, I know what I know, and I know what I didn't know 10 years ago and 15 years ago. And for me to know as much as I know now, I know what people have never spent time understanding their health, and I still learn every day. So I always believe that. So I think a level two would be based upon where you might be great in the industry, but maybe from a sales side or from an HP side, you're lacking something. A level three is a good coach. I mean, that's someone who has a mixture of both and can really focus on enrollment. A level four is a high skill set, like someone like a Joanne Lee, Monica Brandt. They're already at the top of their game, and they're able to immediately plug it in. And a level five is someone who can already where you can do wellness, you can do everything, and you can just immediately plug in and play. So I guess you want to always ask yourself, but when we look at the average of everything, typically when a company partners with us, it increases their revenue stream by about 25% to 35% if you're already a health-related business. If you're not a health-related business and this is your business, then we're typically looking at the standard ROI is going to be between $3,000 and $5,000 per month for the first year. If wellness is added, it can be much higher. Like an Amy Henry blew that out of the park. A lot of coaches blow that out of the park. But a lot of times it depends on the skill set, but that's usually the average. I'm talking about the ROI and when we focus on this because, you know, as health professionals, many times we feel because we're servicing individuals that there shouldn't be compensation or that there's an awkwardness to that. My point is this, and I used to feel the same way. I was educated about value. It's very clear for me that time, my goal in life is not about owning things. It's not about buying things. Financial freedom to me is the ability, which was one of my partners taught me, which was a great saying, is the ability to choose how you want to spend your time. See, to me, that's what freedom is. So when we look at finances, we live in a world where money is important in the sense of buying things. Not to buy things, but to buy essentials. Gas, food, electricity, all of these particular things. So it's not about that you need to make a ton of money or whatever your goals may be. But what's important is that you are valued as a health professional. You just spending 30, 40, 50 minutes on this call this evening, you're putting your time in. This is all value as a health professional. So finances equal value. So how you look at your value of yourself is important. So I'm never hesitant to talk about finances because I believe that if you bring a value to a person's life, that there does need to be an exchange of services on that. Now, many times you can do complimentary things, you can do charity. Well, when we look at from a business side, you always have to look at your ROI. If you need to work 10 hours a day, and every time that you're undervaluing yourself, that means more time you have to put in. The biggest thing, though, when we talk about is the business model scalable, is we want to grow with you. We don't want your first year to be your best year. We want your first year to be your learning year and a good year. We want your second year to become a better year, and your third year to become a fantastic year, and so on. There are no ceilings when you partner with us, and I think and you want to ask yourself, when you work with other people, if you're looking at doing other programs, I think it's fine to do any other program. I just think it's important to make sure that there are not ceilings in that, because if there's ceilings, that's going to definitely hurt you. So a couple other things before, because I know we're coming right here on, we're actually at 8:39, so we're going to call it a call. But I just want to end with this, that, you know, when I talk about being a health professional and we look at the passion of it and really what the purpose is from my perspective as a health professional, it's about really being able to service others and making a difference in people's lives. And if you're clear on that mission, you want to ask yourself, how great do you want to be? We all work with clients. And do you want to be an average coach or do you want to be a fantastic coach? If you want to be a fantastic coach, then it's important that you're developing and investing into your health and knowledge and that you're expanding yourself. If you are training clients right now and you are not providing them with nutrition, you got to ask yourself, how is that client going to get the results that they want to get? Because there is no workout that can outwork a bad diet, guaranteed. If you're focusing on just depriving individuals, what's going to happen 3 to 6 months from now? So my invitation to you is a great quote that Bill Bradley said. Just remember, if you're not working at your game to the utmost of your ability, there will be someone out there with equal ability, and one day you'll play each other, and they will have the advantage. When we look at it as a health professional, I think you want to ask yourself, how great do you want to be as a health professional, and where do you want to take your skill set? And if your goal is to service your clients to the best of your ability, you need to improve, bring in nutrition and wellness. There has to be all of it. And if it's just nutrition, you need to bring exercise in. There has to be an entire arsenal that your clients can have, and if you do that, you are providing your clients with the best service. Now, there's a lot of information we did not cover on this call, and that's where I invite you to email me directly. Email your Venice Nutrition representative directly. Simon Tuzoff, Simon@VeniceNutrition.com, but you can directly email me right now, Mark@VeniceNutrition.com, and we'll be able to dive in a little more and get to know you a little better. There's additional management tools, a lot of great things. I didn't really get into the packages or the investments or anything like that. So I invite you to explore the health professional page, ask questions, make sure that you feel comfortable with any type of partnership that you move into. Because I'm prepared to say that we just like with members, we know what we do and we work every day to be the best that we can be. And that's all we can do. And I believe that we are the top in the industry. I want to thank everyone for attending this webinar this evening. Please feel free to ask questions. We are going to open up for Q&A right now. So if you have a particular question about anything that has to do with even a client that you're working with or something that you want to see if it would work for, there on your computer screen, there's a little question mark there. Please click on that, and then I will read the question and be able to answer it. So we're going to go to that right now. So please, anyone who has a question, please ask.